Nursing home staff are expected to bathe, dress, and take complete care of elderly residents, but dental health is slipping through the cracks. As State Impact's Jackie Fortier reports, an experimental program in Oklahoma is retraining staff to pay attention to what's going on inside older residents' mouths.
This is black hairy tongue. Has anybody seen?
Nurses and aides are sitting on couches and armchairs in a room usually reserved for movie night. The workers recoil as pictures of severe plaque, tooth decay, and bleeding sores are projected on the wall of the nursing center in Meeker, a small town east of the Oklahoma City metro.
This is angular chelitis.
Dental hygienist Shelley Mitchell says this is what happens when nursing home residents don't get their teeth brushed.
So a lot of the residents I saw this morning, I saw a lot of plaque. I did see a lot of plaque, and then also I saw a lot of residents that are missing a lot of teeth.
Mitchell is part of an effort to change that. She's traveled to 32 nursing homes across the state, teaching healthcare workers why oral care is so important.
We don't want our residents to go without eating.
She works for TMF Health Quality Institute, a company contracted by the state. The new program is funded with nursing home fines collected by the state health department. It was created in 2017 and may be renewed next spring.
The first visit, I do the screenings on 10 residents at each home, and then I do 3 separate trainings at each home. And so right now I think I'm about right, 32 homes.
Just as nursing home workers are expected to help residents bathe and dress, they're also supposed to brush the teeth of people who can't do it themselves. It's so important that it was federally mandated in a historic nursing home reform bill passed in 1987. 31 years later, though, Mitchell says most residents' teeth still aren't being brushed.
The administrator has to do a pre-survey and a post-survey, and that's one of the questions. How often are they doing interproximal cleaning? How often are they brushing the residents' teeth? And, you know, what I'm seeing on paper and what I'm seeing in the mouths, I mean, it's two different things, so.
Older Americans often lose employer-based dental coverage when they retire. That's an age when many start suffering greater dental problems. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests that 70% of senior citizens have some form of periodontal disease. Yet basic Medicare plans do not include dental coverage. It's an optional benefit under Medicaid, and each state determines the extent of that coverage. Some states cover all 13 dental services recommended. Oklahoma only covers 4. Those are emergency dental services, like teeth extraction. And that makes daily toothbrushing by nursing home workers even more important.
We get in such a hurry sometimes that we worry about the grooming and how they look and getting them fed and clean. We really don't take that time to say, can I see your mouth, you know? Can I see if you rinse today? You know, to check that out.
Vivian Roberts has been a certified nursing assistant since 1993. The program teaches nursing home staff strategies on dealing with dementia or Alzheimer's patients who clench their mouths closed or even try to hit aides. Roberts says those strategies will help.
I can make them do something that they're not willing to do or they don't understand to do. It's not that I don't want to take care. It's that sometimes they just won't let you.
National statistics on nursing home oral care are pretty spotty, so it's hard to know how Oklahoma compares to other states. The State Department of Health licenses nursing homes and does surprise inspections.
This one has to do with dentures. We found 2 that had broken dentures.
Deborah Zamariba is in charge of the program.
They didn't even document that the resident had broken dentures. There were no interventions or plans to fix the dentures. They had done nothing.
After a nursing home is cited and possibly fined, staff must submit a plan to fix the problem. State health authorities then check up to see if the fixes were made. So far in 2018, the health department has cited 3 nursing homes for dental violations.
This is just a normal roof of the mouth and the floor of the mouth.
Dental hygienist Shelley Mitchell is wrapping up her presentation at the Meeker Nursing Home. Across the game room, a lone man in a wheelchair plays both sides of an oversized checkers game. He looks up when she asks the staff a question.
I mean, just be real honest with me. Are you guys doing any kind of oral health screenings or looking in your resident's mouth?
The nursing home workers shake their heads. No, they don't. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more of Jackie's reporting at KGOU.org. Just click the link for State Impact.